It is Tuesday, the 12th of September 2023, here in the Perth northern suburbs, Western Australia. It's about 20 minutes to 4 in the afternoon. And E.K. Lippenmeyer, forgive me for no shirt on, but I'm getting some sunshine, which I crave each day on unprotected skin. And this video's topic is how I can now have learnt how to positively identify the gender of what are normally the black hairy caterpillars that are infesting my plants at this time of year. And so let me demonstrate. And I do take my hat off to the black hairy caterpillars, and I'd love to know what kind of butterfly or moth, I'm assuming it's a butterfly, they turn into. But their dietary range is really wide. They eat potatoes. They eat and devour parsley, a variety of the winter weeds that come up in the garden. I think that is South African veld grass. I've seen them on the chickweed. I don't think I've seen them eating the petty spurge, but they hoe into the chickweed. I've found them eating garlic in the further up in the backyard, and I've found them eating these Madeira vine leaves, which to me look like they just have the appearance of being packed full of some pretty potent chemicals. I don't know why alkaloid keeps coming to mind. I don't know if there's alkaloids in them, but they're potent chemicals, I would have thought that, but who knows, maybe it's edible. I do research, I just do not know. Humanly edible, I don't know. Safely, I'd like to know. But the bulk of the caterpillars are essentially black, but then you'll find other shades. Now, I've just said I know now how to determine the gender of certain ones, and here's why. This little beauty, it'll be close to being able to pupate. It's been eating away happily on, and there's its poos and so on and things, and that's their survival mechanism. There's poo on its bottom, survival mechanism. The moment you get near them, they drop, and then they can be hard to find. It can be hard to find on the ground and among the weeds or whatever they might land into. But this one is like blonde, and it's just hit me. It's a female. It's been to a hairdressing salon and had a hydrogen peroxide bleach. Started black, and that is the archetypical behaviour, and they pay a fortune for it. Women will go who want to be blonde and they're not naturally blonde and have their hair bleached. Well, clearly that is what this butterfly in waiting has done. This little beauty has a bit of an uneven bleaching. I mean, maybe it wanted that effect. You see a lot of women will get bands through their hair, etc. So this one's had a little less bleaching from hydrogen peroxide on this side. I don't know. I really don't know how clearly the camera's picking this up. And quite a strong amount on the tail end of bleaching. So that's its choice, its prerogative. And so this one, I'm confident, will turn into a female butterfly. Go and lay eggs, and the cycle continues. And I don't think its bleaching hydrogen peroxide will have helped its survival necessarily. Well, won't make it more attractive to males at this stage, because that all happens when the males and females are butterfly stage, flying around and mating, then the female lays its eggs. But at the moment, I suppose, those females that do bleach would have some survival advantage when they're in a situation where that camouflages them, but the majority remain black. So I'm glad you have heard me through. I'm going to throw this little bit into the weeds. I'm looking forward to it achieving its finishing its life cycle. And what did I want to say? Those of you who have followed me for a while know that I make up a lot of stuff. What I don't know, I make up. And I don't know which is which anymore. Thank you for your interest, and I look forward to the next time we speak, do we? I yabber on, and some of you are kind enough to listen. Look forward to it.